Good afternoon. You're with the Cape and Islands NPR station. I'm Steve Junker. With us to talk weather is meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Steve.
Phil, for a third weekend in a row, the Cape and Islands and South Coast facing a winter storm. But if the forecast holds true, it will not be a pounding like we took 2 weeks ago or even last week. Is that right?
Yeah, this one doesn't look nearly as strong. Actually, a couple days ago, this one looked a little more frightening. But it's over the last couple of days, as computer guidance has sort of gotten a better handle on it. It's looking like mainly a rain event here on the Cape, and not even that bad of a rain event. When it's all said and done, maybe there'll be an inch of rain. But in terms of wind and all of that, I don't see it being too bad. We might get some snow on the front side of the storm and a little bit on the backside, but nothing compared to 2 weeks ago and not nearly as cold as last weekend was.
So I saw postings from you earlier in the week as you were tracking this storm coming towards us, and there was a moment it looked like it could have a much greater impact, and then it sort of has broken apart, and it seemed like there are a number of moving parts in this whole system.
Yeah, there definitely are. The two main players that really are going to affect it here for us, one being the temperatures, but then two pieces of energy in the jet stream earlier in the week looked like they might just interact perfectly to really cause another really powerful storm. It would have been the third week in a row of getting a very deep, almost hurricane-like looking storm off the East Coast. But those two features in the jet stream just aren't going to quite come together right. We might get some snow on the front side of this thing as it comes in. Sometimes these little compact systems have a nice wall of snow on the front side. I'm watching that. I don't think it'll be too big of a deal, but that's something to watch tomorrow afternoon and evening. Could get a couple inches of snow out of that. And then the system will kind of merge offshore and become a strong storm, but fairly far out in the ocean. So we'll kind of get the backside of that Sunday afternoon. And there's actually some computer models that are hinting that snow, very light snow, will continue into Sunday night as temperatures kind of settle back.
So quickly, look ahead for us past this storm, and what do you see in the week coming towards us?
Well, interesting pattern kind of starting to set in here. As we're getting ready to flip the calendar to March, the weather starts to do some really interesting things. There are signs that a big upper-level trough is going to dig down into the eastern United States, and almost all computer models do develop a big storm with that. Big question is where does that happen? Where does it track? I am kind of watching the Wednesday to Friday period of next week. It definitely looks unsettled, chilly. But before we get there, Monday, Tuesday, should be pretty nice days up near 40 and some sunshine.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecasts at CapeCodWeather.net. Phil, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome anytime.